This goes to Lisa Ferguson, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N, F like Frank, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-584-8035 regarding Lonnie, L-O-N-N-I-E, Abbott, A-B-B-O-T-T, date of birth 9/23/1955. Dear Lisa, this is a consultation for Mr. Abbott, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels, which were noted in February of this year, and also proteinuria. He is a 69-year-old male patient with a long history of type 2 diabetes. In recent fatigue, which prompted the ordering of stress testing and then a cardiac catheterization with stent placement. He states that the artery that has the stent in it had a 85% blockage. He's feeling much less short of breath after the cardiac catheterization and is feeling much better. He is still smoking, though, about one pack of cigarettes per day and has done so for at least 50 years. He does have chronic pain in the joints and has a very long-term history of using oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for control of the pain. Currently, he denies chest pain or palpitations. The dyspnea on exertion is greatly improved after the cardiac catheterization, although he occasionally still has some wheezing and some sputum production secondary to long-term smoking. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. He does have some occasional nocturia, 1 to 2 times a night, but he can also go the whole night without having to get up if he doesn't drink very much before bedtime. No edema or claudication symptoms. No unusual rashes or ulcerations on the lower extremities or anywhere. Past medical history is significant for type 2 diabetes for many years, hyperlipidemia, shoulder pain, long-term nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drug use, oral type, anemia. Past surgical history, recent cardiac catheterization with stent, which was June of 2025 at Sparrow Hospital in Lansing. Bilateral cataract removal, umbilical hernia repair, and a partial left middle finger amputation many years ago. Social history, he's smoked a pack of cigarettes per day for the last 50 years. He denies alcohol or illicit drug use. He is married, lives with his wife, and he's retired. Family history is significant for type 2 diabetes, hypertension, thyroid disease, hyperlipidemia, and cancer. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies. He's allergic to penicillin and metformin. Medications, he's on Crestor 20 milligram daily, Toujeo insulin, it's 45 units daily, aspirin 81 milligram daily, Effient, E-F-F-I-E-N-T, 10 milligram daily, Carvedilol 6.25 milligram twice a day, and Tylenol 1 to 2 daily as needed for pain. Physical exam, height 66 inches, weight 238 pounds, pulse 77, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 128 over 70. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy, and no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses, no ascites. Extremities, trace of ankle edema bilaterally, brisk capillary refill, warm skin, no ulcerations or lesions. Decreased sensation on soles of feet only. And labs, most recent lab studies, were done July 9th of 2025. Creatinine is 1.6, GFR 46. April 22nd of 25, creatinine 1.52, GFR 49. 3/18/25, creatinine 1.59, GFR 47. 2/24/25, creatinine 1.61 with a GFR 46. And other labs on 7/9 of 25, hemoglobin is 12.4, normal white count, normal platelets. Sodium is 141, potassium 5.2, carbon dioxide 26, albumin 4.0, liver enzymes are normal. And we do have labs 4/22 of 25 that have intact parathyroid hormone of 96. Phosphorus was 2.9, creatinine at that time 1.52. Hemoglobin then was 13.8 with a normal platelets and normal white count. He did have a urinalysis with microscopic. There was no red blood cells, no casts noted. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease noted in February of 25, and that was before the cardiac catheterization with exposure to dye. We would like to schedule him for a kidney ultrasound and post-void bladder scan. That'll be done at Carson City Hospital to rule out obstruction as the cause of the renal changes. He should get labs every 3 months, and he's going to have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 3 to 4 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.